Blog Talk Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for tuning in to New Minds. This is Amina Hydra. I would like to open up with the Al-Fatiha, the opening prayer. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. And it reads, in the name of God, most gracious, most merciful, praise be to God, the cherisher and sustainer of all the worlds, all systems of knowledge, most gracious, gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. You do we worship, and your aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom you have bestowed your grace, those whose portion is not wrath and who do not go astray. Amen. Amen again. Okay, thanks for tuning in to New Minds. I wanted to apologize to the audience because I had missed 2 weeks of the programming. My schedule has changed, so I kind of have to shift the times to a different date and a different time. And because of that, what I would like to do is go over some of the commentary that I've been going over. Speaking about reading from the Sirah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but also speaking about growing into your new mind, evolving into your new mind, and how does that relate to a revolutionary type thinking, which not in a context of government or political efforts, but because when you think revolution, that could mean something totally different to someone else or some other people. But the language that I'm using is revolutionary mind, to revitalize, re-engage, or just coming into a new mind, rethinking something. When the prefix re is used in front of a word, it means to do again or to be something that is repeating itself, something repetitious. So that's the context I want to think of when I say revolution. So I want to start out by reading these ayats that I spoke about, actually, the last show I did. And these are some ayats from Surah Al-Mu'minun, the first, not 9, but 8 ayats that is speaking about coming into your new mind. And this was said by Imam Muhammad radiallahu anha, that these are the first verses that opens up to a new mind. So I'm going to reread those ayats. I don't have my Quran by me to read the Arabic, so I just will read from the English. Hold on 1 second, please bear with me. Okay, I had a little assistance come to me now. Bismillah, a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillah, ya Rahman, ya Rahim. Yeah, so this is all in the context of revitalizing revolution, coming into a revolutionary mind. Huh? What? 4. Okay, excuse me, it's taking up some time. So it needs that. See, what it is that I'm not familiar with the Arabic numbers. But mashallah, we're going to get there. Surah Amal. Okay, we're almost there. Again, I apologize to the audience. Thank you. I'm almost there. So that to this Quran that I have is from Medina, alhamdulillah, one brother in one of my classes by all the students. Quran is from Medina, and the words in here are so small and very hard. Okay, so a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. So what I will do, I will read the first 8 ayats, and then what I can do is read the transliteration from the translated Quran by Abdullah Yusuf Ali. That's the who translated. He's a, I think the common, maybe the common translator that is used by some of the believing Muslims around the world. He's very popular. So, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Verse 1-8 reads, Qad aflahal mu'minun alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un walladhina hum anil lagwi mu'ridun walladhina hum lizzakati fa'ilun walladhina hum لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون والذين هم لأماناتهم وأحديهم راعون صدق الله العظيم. Surely Allah, the Most High, the Most Perfect, the Most Pure, speaks the truth. Amen. Now I'm going to read the transliteration of what I just read. Inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Successful indeed are the believers, those who humble themselves in their prayers, who avoid vain talk, who are active in deeds of charity, who abstain from sex except with those joined to them in the marriage bond, or the captives whom their right hands possess, for in their case they are free from blame. Ameen. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So those ayats are the first ayats that introduces the human being to a new mind, if I'm not mistaken. I was told by a reliable source that was said by our beloved Imam Muhammad. May Allah elevate his rank in the Jannah. Ameen. So, just looking at some of the Arabic terminology in here, the word that's connected to success is used in the first ayat as well as in the, I read it somewhere in another ayat, but the word falaha is success. Not only is it success, but it also means it means more than that. We're not going to get into that today. I went through that the last 2 weeks that I had this program. But when you think about evolving into a new mind, when your mind is set and growing your new mind, because you're not going to automatically have it, it's a process. Allah says, indeed, the believers are successful. And that word success again is aflaha or falaha, which means success. And also another important term that is used in our Quran is trying to read it the right way so you all could hear the term. It's connected to guidance. It's connected to guidance, and these words are so small. It says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِزَكَاتِ فَائِلُونَ. Zakati, those who give charity. That term, zakati, fa'ilun, those who do, fa'ala, means to do, or doing, so it can be active as well. So, excuse me, what I'm doing is I'm sharing my brain right now with you all. I'm trying to find the word huda, which I remember reading. Oh, here we go. So in the last in the last ayat that I read, it's وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَتِهِمْ وَأَحْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ أَحْدِهِمْ Ahada. I know who that is guidance, but the Ain Hada, Ahda, the Ha has a sukun over it, so that means something. So let's look it up. Ahada. Ain, a Ha, and a Da. So let's look to see what Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is saying here. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Please excuse me for so much quiet time. I like to fill in the gaps, but my brain doesn't function at me, so I appreciate the patience. And I'm looking in the dictionary of the Holy Quran, the Black Dictionary. Ahada. Bismillah. We're almost there. Okay. Ahada, to enjoin, charge, impose, swear, treaty, covenant, promise, agreement, condition, bequest, responsibility, compact, guarantee, oath, bond, time, Epotence, friendship, affection, security. I had that. So let's see what the English saying in ISA. It is actually subhanAllah. Actually, I didn't quite read. I stopped at ayat 6. I didn't go to 8, so ayat 7 is, but those whose desires exceed those limits are transgressors. So let me read the ayats from 1 through 8 over. Successful, successful indeed are the believers, those who humble themselves in their prayers, who avoid vain talk, who are active in deeds of charity, who abstain from sex except with those joined into them in the marriage bond, or the captives whom their right hands possess. For in their case, they are free from blame, but those whose desires exceed those limits are transgressors. Those who faithfully observe their trust and covenants. So, surely Allah the Most High speaks the truth in its original language, which is the Arabic. So I just read verse 1 through 8 in Al-Mu'minun. And the meaning of Ahadah, if you listen to the meanings, which is one meaning is covenant, and that's what Allah is saying, those who faithfully observe their trust and their covenants. So the word ahadah, which I mistakenly thought was hudah, which means guidance, hudah. I wonder if there's a connection with those terms. That's very interesting. Ahadah and hudah. Because I didn't know it was Huda. Very interesting. Okay, so those are the ayats, and those in one of my class, one of my instructor Bilal, he used the phrase instructing signs. Allah is giving us instructions through the signs. So everything we need to know is in the Quran. And what I'm learning to do is to not read through the instructions fast, because when I find myself just reading without really studying what I read, I will miss the sign. You'll miss the sign. So you really have to get into the ayat. Because the Quran, this book is breathing. It's a breathing, living book. So the mind, I believe, the mind, when you're working on growing your mind, you are evolving your intellect, and it is always moving. Allah is creating. Allah creates. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So since we only have so many minutes of the show, and I missed like 2 weeks of the program, and I really just wanted to go over the content of some of the things that I spoke about that I think were very important to New Mind. That is what we're focusing on. So I'm thinking what I want to do is just have this revolutionary type thinking to just be ongoing. And as I do this, to have guest speakers on. I pray Allah help me with this switchboard thing, because I'm not operating everything from a computer or a laptop. So it's very hard to get everything accurate and in its place. But what I do hope to do is have this this revolutionary concept to be ongoing, because it's very, very important as we speak from continue from the Sira and to understand our prophet, peace be with him, and the type of Bashir he was, the man he was, what Allah gave us in him, and to understand him in its right context and the things that he liked and disliked, to exemplify his character through our behavior as believing Muslims. And that way, I believe we can present that to the broader world. We can represent that to our fellow neighbors or what have you in the community. Just to share something with those who are listening. So there was a march, a protest, rather, in my neighborhood where I live. An African-American male got killed by the police. From what I understand, he was like, you know, not young, but now he was like in his prime, and he got killed. I'm not going to get into what happened. That's not the focus. But what I want to say about that is that when I found out there was a protest in my neighborhood, I was like, oh, I gotta go. You know, I have to be there. I have to be with the people. So when I ended up going, it was over. But the parent, the mother was there, and his sisters, I guess, and some other community organizing. And so, you know, we was talking and all of this, and, you know, I was trying to get an understanding of what's going to happen now, what type of action is there to take place. And it's also a organization that started called Stop Mass Incarceration, and this is all over the country, Chicago, California, when I say California, I mean Oakland, San Francisco, Chicago, Baltimore, everywhere. It's a very important movement to be a part of. So anyway, I was talking to one of the founders, and this is a Caucasian brother. And interestingly, he wanted to know more about Al-Islam than what I had to say about the, you know, what's going on in the community with the police and, you know, with the killings. He wanted to know the things that, you know, that he wanted to know about Islam. He wanted to know what's the difference between Al-Islam and the Nation of Islam. He said, well, is it more of ideology? And I was like, yeah, you know, it is more. It is kind of like ideology. It's some of those ideas we don't take on in Al-Islam. It's just La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And then we have the five pillars, and you know, we have the way of the prophet, peace be with him. And I thought that, like, wow, that's very, you know, that was one of the Allah's instructive signs to me, you know, that people, you know, are drawn to what Al-Islam has to. They just want to see for themselves, you know. I can remember my ex-husband, he told me he was in another confrontation with someone, but he was talking to someone, and they kept talking about they kept saying this name. I'm not going to say the name because I don't want to get, I'm trying to make a point. So the point is that this person kept saying this person's name. You know, they kept saying it, and that was connected to this particular masjid. And, you know, what my ex-husband was saying, you know, it was something about this person that they didn't like. So that made him want to go see what it was about. So what I'm saying is, my point is, in the media, we're hearing all of this all of these negative things about Islam, about al-Islam, and that we're terrorists, we're this and we're that. But what it's doing, though, is it's getting people concerned about our way of life. That's what it's doing. I think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, he has a plan. And in one of his instructive signs to me is, you know, they bring the people to Islam with their rhetoric. Allah has a plan. They plan, but Allah too has a plan, and Allah is the best of planners. So, alhamdulillah, I think that's a good point about reaching a broader audience. You know, I didn't know this man. I just knew he was down with the people, and that's all I needed to know, because I'm down with the people too, and he's not from me. He's someone who doesn't look like me, but he recognized the problem in the community, in a broader community. You know, I thought it was something really wonderful, you know, for him to ask questions about my way of life and to be interested in, you know, the things that, you know, well, what do you believe? What about this and what about that? So I thank Allah for that. I thank Allah. And if you are a good Muslim, and Allah will guide you. You have that, you know, it's not like I'm going to say a nonsense type of disposition, but a disposition of, you know, if you're living al-Islam and you're practicing Islam the right way, that's how Allah reward you with that, you know, because that's dawah, you know, that's dawah. And it just comes naturally for you to give. I wasn't uncomfortable with him. I wasn't uncomfortable that he didn't look like me. I was happy. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, well, you know, just bring them to. And then it was a brother who did look like me who was just listening. You know, he was just like being very observant, very observant. And it was a very interesting moment for me as a Muslima, you know, and it was a sign that this is our job. So we have to live this life in our right context, the way that Allah gave it to us through Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have to do that, because if we don't do that, they are believing. If we don't live this life to the best of our ability and the way that we know with through our Quran, we have all the tools. We have the Quran. We have the Sunnah. We have the Uswa. We have knowledgeable men and women, scholars among us to. Who carry this light with them, you know, and it's just so beautiful. So I thank Allah. I thank Allah. So we have 90 seconds left of the show. I apologize. I want to shift the focus a little bit again to Marianne Williamson. I love this poem by her. It's beautiful. It speaks to the topic so well. And it's, you know, this show is about non-judgmental zone, but we have boundaries here. So, again, reading from Marianne Williamson, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond our measure. Or beyond measure, we ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give the people permission to do the same. And that, I mean, brothers and sisters, that right there is like a perfect way to close the show. You know, we have to let it be known Let our potential blossom. Just let Allah do his work, Muslim or not. Let Allah do his work, because it's going to be done whether you like it or not. But you just have to submit your will to his will, so Allah can do his job, can do the job that you want to see. You want to get the results that you want, let Allah do his job and submit your will to his will. And on that note, I'm going to wrap it up. Wow, this is really, really amazing. I thank Allah for giving me this platform. Again, I'm always reiterate that I cannot control my switchboard, so my email is EYE_C_US. If you have any questions or comments or any improvement to my program, please let me know. That all of that is accepted. And if that way, if you have a question or a comment, I can address it on the next program, which will be next week, next Wednesday, 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, inshallah. Thank you, and have a blessed day or evening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.